You shall come next, Zephyr, to tell a tale. And the little fairy, who lay rocking to and fro upon a fluttering vine leaf, thus began her story. As I lay resting in the bosom of a cowslip that bent above the brook, a little wind, tired of play, told me this tale. Once upon a time, two little fairies went out into the world to seek their fortune. Thistledown was as happy and gallant a little elf as ever spread a wing. His purple mantle and doublet of green were embroidered with the brightest threads, and the plume in his cap came always from the wing of the jolliest butterfly. But he was not loved in Fairyland, for like the flower whose name and colors he wore, though fair to look upon, many were the little thorns of cruelty and selfishness that lay concealed by his jolly mantle. Many a gentle flower and harmless bird died by his hand, for he cared for himself alone, and whatever gave him pleasure must be his, though happy hearts were rendered sad and peaceful homes destroyed. Such was Thistledown. But far different was his little friend, Lilybell. Kind, compassionate, and loving, wherever her gentle face was seen, joy and gratitude were found. No suffering flower or insect that did not love and bless the kindly fairy. And thus, all Elfland looked upon her as a friend. Nor did this make her vain and heedless of others. She humbly dwelt among them, seeking to do all the good she might. And many a houseless bird and hungry insect that Thistledown had harmed did she feed and shelter. And in return, no evil could befall her, for so many friends were all about her, seeking to repay her tenderness and love by their watchful care. She would not now have left Fairyland but to help and counsel her wild companion, Thistledown, who, discontented with his quiet home, would seek his fortune in the great world. She feared he would suffer from his own faults, for others would not always be as gentle and forgiving as his kindred. So the kind little fairy left her home and friends to go with him, and thus, side by side, they flew beneath the bright summer sky.